Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Over the years, I've learned that one of the favorite fantasies maintained by people who have problem dogs is the myth of the home in the country. Obviously, this is a myth maintained by those who don't live in the country. I'd just like to set the record straight. Many people who live in the country work. In fact, I would say most of the people I know who live in the country work. They might work the land. They might be farmers. They might raise produce for farm stands. They might have livestock. They work on their land, directly or indirectly. But many others are part-time farmers, and they work 9-to-5 jobs somewhere else to make ends meet. They don't have time 24/7 to police up a dog, let alone train a dog who has behavioral problems. Also, many people who live in the country are more aware of the laws regarding the need to have full control of your dog. They know, for example, that animals caught running deer or livestock taking down lambs can be shot by the farmer. They can be shot by fish and game or other wildlife officials. It is the owner's responsibility to have the dog under his or her full control at all times. It can be verbal control, but it needs to be reliable. I don't think there's a state in the United States that doesn't have a law to that effect. So country people, bless our hearts, we work. Sometimes we work at home, sometimes we work the land, sometimes we have other jobs. The other thing about us is, believe it or not, we value our possessions. We care about our homes. We care about the afghan that our grandmother made for us. We care about some of our furnishings. We care about our books. Because of this, we train our dogs to play with their own toys and not to chew on our belongings. And we establish relationships with them so that when we're gone, they don't become anxious and destroy things in our absence. And we acknowledge that this takes time. This takes time, it takes patience, it takes commitment to the animal. We know that when the puppy comes into the household, the puppy or dog doesn't magically breathe the country air and become instantly well trained. It takes hard work. It takes commitment. Oh, and some of us have kids. And there are men in our lives, and there are women in our lives, and there are bearded men, and there are women who carry umbrellas, and there are people who talk funny to dogs, and there are loud noises, sometimes unexpected, just like in the city. I personally wouldn't trade my life in the country for anything. But I also know that there are dangers here just as there are dangers in the city. There are noises here just as there are noises in the city. There is the whole spectrum of human beings in the country as there are in the city. So don't kid yourself that if you find the dog a nice home in the country, or if you accidentally on purpose lose the dog at a roadside rest in some rural part of the country, or if you take your dog to a shelter in a rural part of the country, that you've solved the dog's problems. You haven't solved the dog's problems. You've taken the easy way out. You've just passed the dog on, and you hope that maybe someone in the country will adopt your dog and do the work that you didn't want to do for whatever reason. Or maybe the dog will be euthanized because no one else wants to commit to that animal either. So if you're one of those people who doesn't make changes in the belief that someone in the country will make it all right and you can save another dog and another dog and another dog, think again. You may still do that, But the dog is going to pay the price for your choice not to accept responsibility for that animal. Like so much related to animals, the people who should be getting the message probably aren't and won't. And for some, this myth of the home in the country is so deeply entrenched, it's so much of their own escapist thinking, that even if they do hear it, it won't matter. Nothing will change. Fortunately, though, those of us in the country always have the option of just saying no.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.